Hey, okay, so, Trevor,
what?
Sometimes I say things, and I think I'm using my internal voice, and I'm not.
You haven't figured that out yet?
Well, I get confused. I'm dyslexic.
That's not part of that. Don't give me that.
Internal, external?
Crutch.
They're opposite.
That's not what I'm talking about. I want to talk about Johnny Appleseed.
We want to talk about Johnny Appleseed.
Well, first we got to talk about our sponsors.
Okay, done.
No, we saw a beautiful, beautiful Beaver Lake Lodge.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Beaver Thanks Lake Lodge. To people pitching in for landscaping.
I am a fan of Beaver Lake Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very grateful to Beaver Lake Lodge and the staff.
What do you think about the cheese situation there in Missouri?
There's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of cheese in Missouri.
What would be your estimation?
Oh, man.
On how much cheese.
I really
cheese.
Should have added this up.
Did you just take my beer away from me and throw a bottle cap in it?
There's like half a sip.
Oh, yeah, this is a swig.
We'll swig away. I thought it was just
In these days, beer boycotts.
Oh, there are beer boycotts.
We're not getting into that.
No, I just agreed with you.
But wait, now, you know, I could see what road you wanted to take it down.
We
don't have any sponsors, and we're not going down that road.
Right. free the cheese.
All right. Yeah. Hashtag free the cheese. 1.4 billion with a B under the feet of the Spring Fledonianites as we speak.
Yes.
I got the town right?
Yes, you did.
Hey, high five.
Good job.
The Spring Fledonianites and the Spring Fledelians.
Yeah.
No, not them. No. The St. Louisianans.
There you go.
1.4 million.
With an M.
Pound.
Yeah.
That adds up. If anybody keeping score at home, that's a lot of cheese.
Anyway, exactly. A lot of cheese.
So, all right, I know we don't have any sponsors for the show.
Yeah.
But
it's funded.
So, or like, I still like
to rehashtag.
Hashtag free the cheese.
Yes. Let me see. There's some t-shirts coming eventually.
We don't know how to. No, t-shirts are already out. We got, like, so much t-shirts.
Oh.
They're everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
They're like, you didn't even know.
You surprised me. Thank you.
I just made that up.
I love surprises.
But by the time.
Unlike my friend who does not like surprises. Even though.
Hey, I'm asking you for a solid.
This kid,
let me tell you about this kid, Michelle over here.
We were talking about Johnny Appleseed.
Oh, Johnny, you're talking about hats.
What? I mean, I got my purple Cabela's hat.
You were talking about like that.
Because I've been in a purple thing today.
Anyway, all right. So you want to talk about Johnny? You want to know the skinny on Johnny Appleseed? Let me tell you. You're not going to like this.
Oh.
Much.
Okay.
You might like it a little bit. You're not going to like it a whole lot.
Okay.
And it's not going to be your favorite. Could be your favorite.
I don't know
what your affinities are towards. All right. So, now, you know, what do you know about Johnny Appleseed? Where was he born? Where did it start?
Oh, yeah. No, nothing.
Plymouth Rock. Remember?
Okay.
Remember Plymouth Rock?
I've heard of
when the Pilgrims wrecked their boat.
Yes.
you know, and they're like, we live here now.
Wait, pause.
Wait, okay. Pause. We're gonna get beers now. Pause.
Yes.
Pause.
Dear listeners, I will let you know this is History with Trevor time. And please take it at face value. And we hope you have some laughter. Because I have no idea what the man is about to say.
I'm about to pour some history on you.
Well, that's what I told you.
Yeah, so what are you talking about? Now, it might not be acceptable or common history. We're talking about Johnny Appleseed, aren't we?
Yes.
What did Johnny Appleseed do?
Something with appleseeds.
That's it? That's what you know?
I don't.
You're an educator of our children.
Yeah.
And you have
not officially. I'm just an assistant.
All right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Assistant educator of our.
Johnny,
what do you wear for a hat? Do you remember that part?
A bucket.
A freaking pan. Yeah.
I was close.
Yeah. You're close. You were like a pan with a handle on it.
Yeah.
You know? And what was...
Like how he always asked me questions about what happened or who something was when I'm like, I don't know.
Okay, now his...
But go ahead.
His actual last name was Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald.
Yes.
And, all right.
But why do they call them apple seeds?
To do with falling asleep under an apple tree.
No, that's Isaac Newton that, like, came up with the formula for gravity. It invented, like, computers that are Mac-based. This is
totally important.
Different.
Somewhere in history. Apples are important somewhere in history.
Yeah, Steve Jobs. Freaking apple. You think Isaac Newton is related to Johnny Appleseed?
I mean, I think they're distant cousins.
Mm. I don't know. No. I never heard that in my life. You'd have to. Anyway, that's another thing. So here's what happens.
What happens?
I'm trying to explain. I'm trying to tell you a story, Michelle, and you're not having it. You're fighting me every step of the way. Anyway, this Johnny Appleseed.
Okay, Johnny Appleseed had a pan on his head.
Oh, see how nice you said. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
Johnny Appleseed had a pan on his head.
Trevor's having an episode. You're like, Trevor's having an episode. I'm gonna use my skills of dealing with difficult people and calm me down whenever you want. That's not how any of this works. Look, I'm trying to talk to you right now about history.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's important.
We're listening.
You see how calmly you said that? That's what's making me mad. Like, I'm all like, you got me twerk. You know, what is it?
Would it be better if I said, Trevor, get to the Johnny Appleseed story.
Yell back.
They continue.
There you go. Say what you're saying.
Continue the story on Johnny Appleseed.
That's way much. All right. I like that. What were we talking about? All right. Okay. So there's this dude. Johnny Fitzgerald. Right. And everybody is in what do you call that?
Plymouth.
Michigan. Or York.
In the East.
York, Hampshire, or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean,
everybody's into whaling, right?
Well, of course. They're on the coast.
Yeah. They, like, go to there with the stab of the bunch of... They poke them with the harpoons. That's what they call them.
Okay.
It's a very large spear.
Okay. Not and it was used with a javelin.
Dangerous career. You know, not to be confused with the pull cue or javelin. Anyway, so they would, they're gonna stabify all the, whales, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, old Johnny Fitzgerald.
Wait, I have a question.
What? God, wow, you get, like, I'm just beginning this story, and we just started.
We just freaking started.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. That's valid. Let's have it. Sure. Call it 1-888-5-4-5s. The call in number for anyone. Oh, wait. There's only one caller. It's Michelle. What's your question?
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Trevor. My question is, what kind of whales were they?
They were freaking the swimming ones. The big ones, the fat ones, the big fat swimming ones. That's all they were. That's not the.
Thank you. That clarifies a lot. Would you please continue with your story?
They were the ones in the water.
Would you please continue with your story? That clarifies a lot.
Right.
I'm nothing.
So, Johnny Appleseed, come on. Johnny Fitzgerald. Killing me over this. Hold on. Do we have another?
Do we have
another caller?
Yes.
Is this Linda from Rotterdam?
Yes. This is Linda from Rotterdam.
Would you like to dedicate a song, Linda from Rotterdam?
Yes, I would.
Or did you have a question?
The Edmund Fitzgerald.
Did what?
The Edmund Fitzgerald.
That's not a song, is it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, immediately after this episode, you'll be able to freely download that song from Pandora.
For those of you that are listening, Trevor actually had his fingers up on his mouth and ear like a phone while we were doing that.
Oh,
and
I thought you were going to go.
It was funny.
My fingers.
So,
I don't know.
Don't.
What's an Edmund Fitzgerald? I know I've heard of that.
Yeah, it was a song.
I think it was a boat, too.
Yeah, I think it's a song about that boat.
Or maybe a war. Anyway.
I don't know. Were you?
I'm talking about Joel.
So I can't look it up.
I'm really trying to get at this Johnny Fitzgerald thing.
Okay,
and
Johnny
you're just
Fitzgerald.
Like,
all right.
You're making it so difficult.
Wow. I feel like...
I don't know if I can tell a story.
I feel like you're pleading with me at this point.
No,
I am.
It's
hilarious.
I am. I'm trying to get...
Okay, Chubber.
I don't think I can get there anymore. Not in the 27-minute framework. There's no... So, he wasn't obviously fit for whaling. Because he was of... what you would call nowadays of diminished mental capacity.
Okay.
What's our time thing?
I don't know. No. Keep going.
All right. And so he's got his buddy George, right?
Yeah. Oh, George, yeah.
Yeah, he hangs out with his buddy George. They're like cruising around and exploring the fort. I don't think I got enough time to tell the story. Then we gotta do a part two. No, break it and make a part two. And up, it's a man's world. It's a man's world, Michelle.
Is it?
Yes.
We're only 14 minutes in.
This is so long.
You can go.
No!
I will quit interrupting you. And you get to the point.
It's a man's world.
What? No, I thought it was Wayne's World. Oh, yes,
Wayne. It was Wayne's World.
Was McWayneum.
It's yeah. a. I'm trying to. Well, it was Wayne's World, though. Oh, and Wayne's World.
You're like Wayne, and I'm like Garth.
Oh, yeah? Well, I feel like I'm more the Garth type. Yeah. You're like the hockey person.
Oh, Gretzky?
Yeah, I don't know, because Wayne played hockey. I don't know anything about hockey.
Hockey's awesome.
Yeah.
We need to go to
hockey. No, I was a goalie. Yeah, I was a hockey goalie.
So you played hockey?
Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah, it's a different story, but this is what we're talking about now. We'll get back to Johnny Fitzgerald later. I was the best goalie in Dallas, Texas.
You know, that says a lot. Like, there's a big hockey community going on in Dallas, Texas.
Yes. Now, there is. But at the time I was doing this,
you were the only goalie.
There was not a hockey community at all. This was at the mall.
Oh.
That had an ice skating rink.
Yeah.
Right. And like a, what do you call it? A Sabaro's Pizza.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah. And like a, you know, Panda Express over there.
Yeah.
You know. And like, what do you have? Forever,
yeah, a taco place.
Forever 42.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Anyway, I wasn't paying attention to the shop. There's an Oshman's in there where the murders occurred. That's a different story. I was a really good hockey goalie, right? And you know what happens in 1995?
What?
Or maybe not. Yeah, around there in 1995.
Yeah.
Now, you remember hockey, a little hockey thing nobody cared about. Now here's the thing. I was really good at being a goalie because I was a baseball player. I was a third baseman.
Oh, so you could catch.
Yeah, I was a great goalie.
You dive, you catch.
Yeah, great defender, right? I never got good at skating. Mm. Yeah. I couldn't skate for.
Yeah, I mean it's yeah.
What?
So when you got on the.
I was trying to talk about Johnny Appleseed, and you bring me on a thing, and now we're talking about Panda Express and Sbarro's.
And hockey.
Oh yeah, the hockey thing. All right, yeah. All right, okay. And so, the New Jersey North Stars. You remember them, the New Jersey North Stars?
No.
You don't.
I don't.
Well, anyway, what do they do?
Oh, is that when they moved to Dallas and became the Dallas Stars?
Yeah!
Oh!
And then,
I see!
And then every turd in the world, and I went from being starting goalie to, like, not even on a team.
Oh.
Not drafted, not selected.
I'm sorry.
Because...
Now it became real.
Now it was popular. And athletic kids were involved. And I was only good at punching and catching baseballs. But I couldn't skate. Now, how did all these other kids, they showed up.
Yeah.
And they knew how to skate? That's why I believe in natural abilities. Some people can just slap those skates on, and I got it. I know what I'm doing. I'm trying to talk. This is an embarrassing story. I'm not trying to talk about that.
I know. You were going for Johnny Appleseed. But somehow, we ended up in hockey.
Yeah.
I'm a big hockey fan. Okay. All right.
Well,
I'm not like a card collecting hockey fan. But I enjoy the game. I still haven't figured out how offsides work. But I enjoy watching a hockey game.
No one has ever. I think it's basically soccer rules for the offside.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which to me, like, I haven't figured out how either one of them works.
My kids tried to explain it to me because he's, like, a super hockey fan and former hockey player. So, yeah.
Hey, I got no beef.
Do you know, what really is smelly?
What is really smelly?
A hockey locker room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is the worst.
We didn't even have a locker room. We just changed our clothes on the side of the freaking...
Well, that's probably why.
That's probably why. What? What are you trying...
Because you can't put all that sweat and nastiness into one contained area.
It's,
toxic.
I was trying to talk about some freaking Johnny Appleseed, man. And you're, like, getting me all over the place. Johnny Fitzgerald.
Apples. Yeah.
Johnny freaking Fitzgerald.
Okay. We'll save it. It will come.
We'll save it.
All right.